layups, 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 layups,
Brown, and I wrote a book called Sex and the Single Girl. I had so many things left over to say, not necessarily to single girls, but to married girls and men, that I'm putting some of them on this record. There's so much to cover, really, that I think we'll just move right along. Let's start with some advice to men on how to have an affair. Now, I'm not for promiscuity, but I think it's ridiculous to pretend that it doesn't exist, and I think there's far less hurt and more joy for everybody if certain rules are followed. So first, how to get a girl to the brink, and second, how to keep her there when you're not going to marry her. In movies, a boy and girl sometimes fall into a swimming pool with all their clothes on, and while they're drying off with these big terry towels, it happens. But in real life, if the girl doesn't already have a yen for you, well, she just waits for her clothes to dry and puts them right back on. So, this is real life, and I assume the girl you want is some very special girl, no pushover. So, how do you get her? Well, I believe most girls are attainable by somebody. Really, most girls. But you have to work at it. I think the reason you don't always succeed is that you want everything now. This minute, tonight's the night. You're sort of lazy, and you aren't thinking about how it is with her. So, rule one is, take time to court her. Rule two, love her out of bed. Laugh at her jokes. Women have fantastic egos too, you know. Even pretty little slips of girls just love to be thought fascinating and funny. Make her talk to you, and you listen. Don't ever patronize her. No matter how shy she is, make her feel that with you, she's a dynamo. Rule three,
layups.
Admire her character, even if she doesn't have any. You like the way she handles her job, her friends, her family, her money. And when bedtime comes, you'll have her thinking that with you, at least, she can't do anything wrong. This treatment won't work with girls who like to be punished and mistreated, but we're not talking about them just now. Rule four, let's say you're alone with her on a date. Forget the success stories. When you tell a girl that dozens of other dazzlers are clawing and scratching to get to you, she knows you're lying. You can hardly go wrong not talking to her much about other girls at all. Rule five, don't be a caveman. Now, how many times do you have to be told that brute force is not sexy? It might get her into bed, but it won't help her enjoy herself once she gets there, and that, my friend, is what might get you asked back. Rule 6. Woo her physically. Keep in very close touch with her. It's the patting and the petting and the kissing and the actual loving that put her in the mood. Telling her your sexy fantasies may make you absolutely climb the walls, but holding her hand a long time will probably do more for her. Rule 7. Act confident, even if you aren't. If she thinks you know what you're doing, even if she doesn't know what she's doing, it helps. One man I know, when he's sure conditions are right, takes over like a father. He just tells the girl, now, let's get out of this dress, darling. Here, let me take your shoes. And, well, pretty soon she's doing everything he says. The last rule, suppose all the rules fail. Well, if it's any consolation, just remember, she'll always wonder what you might have been like. Nothing is as romantic as the man a girl could have loved and didn't.
Please remove it with a piece of cotton and some surgical lubricating jelly.
I came. I couldn't help it. I fucking came and I came hard. And it felt like I was at high tide at the beaches of Napoli. And the biggest fucking tidal wave crashed on top of me. It crashed on top of me and I came. And I'm sure she must have noticed the feminine scent. The feminine scent. Caused by my event. And I'm sure she must have noticed the feminine scent. The feminine scent caused by my event. Orgasming. Orgasming. I came. My panties were soaked. I came. My panties were soaked. And I'm sure she must have noticed the feminine scent. The feminine scent caused by my event. And I'm sure she must have noticed the feminine scent. The feminine scent caused by my event. I came. My panties were soaked. I came. My panties were soaked. Orgasming. Orgasming. My panties were soaked.
It could have been longer, you know, the introduction, and you can all get fucked if you don't like it.
If you don't like it, you can leave. If you don't like it, you can get the hell out, and you can go to the store and buy me a bagel and a blueberry muffin and a side of beef. Okay. I don't know. What am I doing here? What am I doing here? What's this? Is this something?
Those adults who are blocked.
Oh, shut the Christ up, Lizzie. Did you enjoy that Helen Gurley Brown? You'll be hearing more of her. That's from the wonderful Listen Turd, who sends me all these wonderful things. And his name is Kloffen van Hazentrop. Actually, no, that's someone else. Michael E. Clark. Thank you, Michael E. Clark, for all of the wonderful things. You're a gentleman and a homosexual, mostly. Thought I would be funny today, but now I don't feel that it's going to happen. All right, so I'm wearing panties today, and they're tight, hot, and wet. I will never get laid again because I'm too old. Gold is at 808. Good time to buy? Maybe. All right. Let's have a congratulations for Auntie Vera Charles, who is getting legally gay married on Wednesday. Well, you'll probably hear this on Tuesday. And Vera is the first friend of mine. And I use the term loosely, like her anus. No. Loosely. No, I'm kidding. Seriously, I'm kidding. But she's the first friend of mine to get a hysterectomy as a man. No, she's the first person I know to get married as a homosexual. Seriously, I don't know many people. I don't know anyone who's... I mean, I know people have had retarded commitment ceremonies, you know, by some fat dyke who can barely fit into her goddamn, you know... What do you call those behemoth holders that people use in churches and whatnot? You know what I'm talking about. Sure you do. You know what I mean. A behemoth holder, like a... You know, like the Weird Sister Act with the choir outfits, those kind of things. Some behemoth wearing one of them, be marrying you. That ain't no wedding, I'm sorry. Because if it ain't legal, it ain't shit. No. No, it ain't. All right. What have I got? What have I got? Stink hair beats. Beats. All right. Let's see here. Dame Duty Stench. That's for another time. I was thinking about bringing back the live show after Labor Day like it's a woo-hoo. You know what I mean? Like a woo. Woo-hoo, like it's a seasonal thing, you know, maybe. I don't know. Just a thought. You know, I always like to mix it up. And I'm a little Tourette-ish. I'm a lesbian. Oh, I didn't introduce myself. Hello, my name is Madge Weinstein. I'm a lesbian with food allergies. I am very famous. I was one of the very first podcasters probably the very first openly gay podcaster. We had John Ung, but all he did was talk about Ching Chong things, like food mostly. But other than that, it was me, and then we had all these other people that came after me. And so I'm like Jesus and stuff, only a lesbian, I guess. All right. Let's see. Okay, I'm a lesbian. All right. Well, I see introductions suck because of that. Let's see. Now, okay. What did I talk about? Vera's gay wedding. Congratulations. Let's see. Russia's invading Georgia. We're going to let them so that we can do what we want to with Iran and blow them the fuck up. And, of course, it's both countries are just about oil because we're building a pipeline through Georgia. I met a guy who was actually in charge of building one of the stations on the airplane once. He was on his way back from Georgia. And I was on a... I'm so stupid, you know? I was on a plane with him on the way from Amsterdam to Miami. And he's telling me he just got back from Georgia. He's coming back from Georgia. I thought, well, that's a funny way to go. Well, that's a funny way to go. Why would you go to, you know, Atlanta by way of, Amsterdam? I mean, I guess that's maybe you wanted to have a good time, you know? But he was talking about Georgia, that country, and there's this pipeline from the Caspian Sea to, I don't know where it is, but wherever it is where they pick up all the oil. And that. I've been using this cactus piss to, sweeten my tea, and I like it. It's called Organic Blue Agave Sweetener. And if you're nice, like Sharoni from Tampon, who I imagine is probably back in child world, now that it's coming that season, upon her. I love the plums of Trader Joe's. I love the Trader Joe's. I'm sorry. I should be a spokeswoman for them. The Trader Joe's, everything's cheaper than the Black Jewel and better, more organic. I mean... There's only like one store. I mean, no, I don't understand it. I guess because, you know, it's like not over. Jewel has big red letters and lots of fagulas walking around. The Trader Joe's is nice, and the clerks are annoying. You know, they ask stupid questions. Are you trying to hump something? Trotsky had his play date with the monk today. That was weird. Monkey see, monkey do. I don't know if I should talk about it. It was weird. I got raped anally. No, I'm kidding. No, the dogs are so sweet. They're just like Trotsky. They're just these two Italian greyhounds, and there's a schnipperdoodle. They all got along great. Trotsky had so much fun playing. So much fun. Just running around, running around, running around. It's just wonderful. Yes, you did, honey hoots. What do you want? Oh, he's trying to get into his Sherpa bag. That's what you call a holder of dog. Because I evidently left his bully in there. Oh, you want your little yellow ball that's your favorite on the whole planet. All right. Today I ran 5 3/10 miles. Didn't get no pussy, even though I walked through the Forex Preserve, or some semblance of one. And then I did yoga for 1.5 hours with Charon. Such a wonderful class. If anyone lives in Chicago and you want tips on any of this, then just tell me, you know, just send me a comment and I'll talk about it. But I just don't know, you know, how many people are local. And if you are, you know, I know that you're probably just fat in your chair. I know that Loopy Fruit listens. He's local. Does he, you know, I don't know. Do you, like, do stuff? I don't know. I mean, shouldn't we meet if we're in the same fucking city and we're both podcasters? I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe you're just embarrassed because you're huge. I mean, I don't know what you look like, but I'm just guessing. All right. But no, you're gay. You can't be fat. Oh, wait, Andy Melton is. Never mind. That part just got erased. Not really. Too bad I'm lazy. Now, I seriously have to recommend something. Well, first of all, there's two issues. Your mother has a stink hair and a BC, okay? All of your mothers. Mm. Right. Now, let me see this here.
Dull Brayett.
Okay.
Dull Brayett.
I don't have my headphones on, so I can't hear this. I don't know what they're saying.
Dull Brayett.
Okay.
Dull Brayett.
So anyway, don't you just love that Helen Gurley Brown thing? Isn't that just insane? And I think she's still alive. I think she's in charge of a whole bunch of Hearst publications. I'm not sure. She was editor-in-chief of Cosmo for a long time. But, I mean, has she ever been given scrutinized for that? I mean, this, I don't know. I mean, in a way, it's funny because it's so brutally honest that I kind of like it. You know, but it's really funny. It's just so shameless. Like, just have an affair with your... I mean, you'll hear more of these as I play them, but it's like, you know, have an affair, you know, on your wife and tough shit, and secretaries are there to fuck. I'll play that one later. That one's fucking unbelievable. And Helen Gurley Brown's basically saying, have your secretary fuck you. That's her job. Yeah, I mean, seriously, I'll play it. Maybe. Maybe I'll even play it today. That's my iced tea. Iced tea. If Andy Vera was listening, she's already tuned out after hearing the clanking. She hates noise. Other than voice noise directed into the microphone. She's programmed. Programmed to only broadcast things. I don't fucking cunt juice. Oh, I love it when you prolapse like that. I played that obviously because it sounded like lips, hips, lips, hips. All right. Somebody's lips hurt. Scrotum. All right, vaginal yeast. Gack. Yeah, gack. Kiss my gack. Silky Jumbo used to say, kiss my gack. This is many years ago, 12 years ago with the Vortex in Chicago. Silky Jumbo's a friend of mine. I need to call him her it. How come all my friends play different sexes all the time? Man, it's not normal, is it? I don't know. I like it, though. Gender's stupid. Okay. I need to play with my clitoris. Clitoris, the clitoris. Clitoris, 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 the clitoris. Clitoris, 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 clitoris. Clitoris, clitoris, clitoris. Oh, hello. Sorry, I was processing an email that just came in as I was talking, so I'm prolapsed. Now, you all know Mad the MacDuck. What? What?
Alleged.
What to Christ? Why do you have to do playtime while I'm doing the pogrom? Where is it? Oh, there. You love playing. I really, 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 really wish I could get another dog, another IG to Trasky to play with. You know, and this is why it sucks to be single, because if I had a, you know, somebody else, or even a roommate, and I can't because I live in a one bedroom and, you know, I suck. But, oh, it would be so nice to have two, and I could easily take care of two here. I mean, but the problem is when I travel, I couldn't bring him with me, and I just don't really trust anyone to watch him because he's so precious. And this monk person, he sends his to a certain kennel, which evidently he hasn't had a problem with, but that's, I just couldn't do that. I mean, I did that with Chauncey, and it was fine, but I couldn't do that with these little fragile little things. But anyway, well, at least I'm not going to be impulsive and just take them in or something, but I'm going to help them find, if anybody knows people that are fans of these kind of dogs, and don't fuck around and don't just pretend to be nice. I don't need that, and neither does he. But these are very special dogs. They require very special owners. And as you well know, they are not, they are never 100% potty trained. They are 95% potty trained. As a breed, they have accidents. So if you're the type of person that values furniture over your pets, then these dogs aren't for you. And in my opinion, no pets are for you, but that's, you know, whatever. That's me. Cheryl could never have a pet, except that's why she talks about her prolapse like it is one. So anyway, this is very exciting. So today is probably Tuesday that you're listening to this, which means the 12th, and Vera's wedding is on the 13th, which is also her anniversary. So that's veraspeaks.com. Please send your felicitations to her. That reminds me, I need to talk. Remember we were talking about resentments on Eat This Hot Show? That's my other program that's better than this. EatThisHotShow.com. We were talking about what to do about people you hate, and I finally figured it out. You talk about them in Dutch. I mean, you swear not about them. You call them names in Dutch, and they don't speak Dutch. They barely speak English because they're morons who dress like Vinnie Barbarino, but that's another story for not today. Anyway. So, you know the MacDuck man, right? I stayed with him in Amsterdam last year and his father in the art room, and he wouldn't let me in because I made a duty stripe in the toilet. I don't know if I told you that. But the father was like, Americans don't clean the toilet. And I swear I cleaned it every time, but he said I left a duty stripe in the toilet. And whatever, so I can never go back there. But anyway, MacDuck man is a filmmaker. He's very funny. Very nice person. He also has UnitedVloggers.com. He's been very supportive of my work. And his wife, Margie Meerman, is a very well-known filmmaker as well in the Netherlands. She works for VPRO, which is one of the major television networks there. And she's been working on this documentary about Chinese children in Chinese preparatory schools. I was there last year, so probably at least a year she was working on this. Well, it's finally going to air, and it's, I don't know if it already aired in I'll just read it. But it's, anyway, it's going to be on PBS in America tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, in wide angle even, which I guess means HD. I'm going to read it from her, read the email she sent. Dear family and friends, Coming Tuesday, the 12th of August, the documentary China Prep will be broadcasted by PBS Wide Angle at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. The film is produced by the Dutch company Submarine, that's submarine.nl, and it made for a European audience. A co-production of the American PBS made a different version of the film that will be presented to an American television audience. And although the American version is different than I would present it to a European audience, I am proud to announce and hope you will have a chance to watch it. It was an enriching experience to work on the film. We had a chance to follow the daily lives of five very smart Chinese kids in Chongqing, Central China, during their final exam year in high school. Hope everything is well, and I'm, Oh, she wants to know what we think of the film. There's a more info link. They go to this website, I don't know what it is, bluestein.com, and there's a post I made about it. There's a press release about it, too. Yeah, but I'm not going to read that. Very exciting. Very exciting. I'm really excited. And plus, wow, it's like somebody I know, and, you know, producing a real documentary on the television, on the PBS. So please watch that. 9 p.m. Fuck the Olympics. Do not support them. That is disgusting. I don't give a shit how big their penises are in the gymnastics. There's a Mikey Pod of MikeyPod.com tipped me off to this major story. It's also on that same website, but a video blogger named No Neck. No, it's not the Feast of Fools. A video blogger named No Neck was deported from China for filming pro-Tibet, whatever the fuck they call it. People that were protesting the Chinese government for suppression of the Tibetans. Is that the right way to say it? He was filming a protest and he was shoved on a plane and deported. And I've got a post on there, and his videos. But what's weirder than that, is that Facebook took. He had a Facebook. He had a Twitter. The Twitter's still there. It's not censored. I have a link to it. But the Facebook, like all the entries that were made in China, have been scrambled, and it's really weird. And I don't know why. I know that you can't see because you have to be a friend to see his Facebook entries. I'm not. Mikey Pud sent me a screen print, but he said I don't have permission to post it yet. Anyway, the guy's going to be on Democracy Now! On Tuesday, which is probably when you're hearing this, it's probably already out there. His name is No Neck. I don't know his real name. It's something. And then Mikey Pud's going to interview him on Friday himself. So this is very exciting. And whatever. I just don't understand why when they talk about China, nobody seems to bring up the Falun Gong and the organ theft. I mean, I know it sounds outrageous, but it's fucking awful, you know? I mean, it's circumstantial evidence, but it's overwhelming circumstantial evidence. I mean, there's just no way they could be getting organs in 2 weeks when you don't even have an organ donation program in the country. The numbers just don't add up. You have, 1,000 executed prisoners every year, and then you somehow have, 20,000. I'm making up these numbers, but I'm not really exaggerating the ratio. I mean, and then you say you have 20,000. I've done stories on this on the news brief and shit, so just read it yourself. Please don't make me explain it to you. It's too hard. I'm lazy. I'm just one woman. What do you want? I'm one fucking woman. I'm a lesbian with food allergies. And so anyway, I'm very excited and very depressed about that too. So let's see. So that's that. Let's see, I don't know if I have anything else to talk about today. I guess I'll make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Maybe that'll be interesting, spark some memories of my weekend, transvestite, more trannies I saw performing, and what else? Douchebags, I have to stay away from my mail. It's still not coming, and I'm so upset. You know, I was doing the Shavasana, which is corpse pose, where you're supposed to practice for death, and yoga practice. And, you know, that you're supposed to relax and not think about anything and let your thoughts relax, and you go into this meditative state. And all I could think about is that fucking post office. I am like, fuck this post office. Why am I thinking about the post office? You know, and I'm thinking, okay, this is like the Don Quixote de la Mancha for me. These are my giant enemies that don't exist. You know, it's like in that movie Brazil, where they have the man, and he's having the dreams where he's flying and fighting these big monsters, and that's how I feel. You know, I feel like I'm fighting this giant monster, and I can't go to that post office. I will get very, very angry with those poor people, and I don't want to make a scene. But they're not giving me my mail. So, okay, so I guess I'll have to do it once, or I can send them a letter. Or I also thought, you know what, well, fuck it. They just won't give me my mail, and then I just won't be able to pay the IRS. And when the IRS says, why haven't you paid me? I said, you know what? Ask the post office. They don't fucking give me my mail. Get fucked. And then they put me in jail and I leave the country. You know, but it's like, see, this is when, like, people that just blow off everything, when they get fucked by the system, they all of a sudden care. But see, this is why I care even when I'm not being fucked. But right now I'm being fucked. And it's fucking fucked when they fuck with you. Because, and I don't know if I mentioned this, but so my brother-in-law tells me, Madge, you know, we're getting your mail. So that was one thing. One day I told you about that. But then the next day he says, okay, I was going to bring your mail over. But then, you know, our neighbors, he says to me, our neighbors, the Thusensteins, Thusensosteins, are on vacation. We're getting their mail. He says, well, we didn't get any mail today. But I checked the neighbor's mail, and they got mail. But they also got mail for you, Madge. So I didn't get my mail again, except for the two Netflix, which I was able to send back finally. And so, right. So, okay. So that my brother-in-law's and sister's neighbors got my mail, which I'm supposed to be getting, and then they didn't even get their mail. It's just crazy. So, I mean, really, it's nuts. I don't know what's up with the post office. I don't know if they're the CIA and everything hating on me because I talk about Chinese people. I don't know. I'm eating a peanut butter and a sandwich. I don't fucking know. So I'm thinking, you know, maybe I'll just call because I'm... As I mentioned before many times, Congress people can be very helpful. I happen to have the very wonderful liberal Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky. And so I may just call her office and say, can you please help me deal with this? I just don't know what to do. I hate the fucking post office. And they can suck my lily white cunt. Right. Anyway. What else? Old people, fat people, the Holston Market days was stupid. What else? My vagina, it stinked. I want to take a yoga retreat. Can someone help me? No, nobody helps me. I have this huge audience. I mean, I joke about, but I have this huge audience, 99.5% of which are silent, and the other 0.5% are mostly douchey, and there's like an 0.8%, the people that comment on my blog that are actually interactive, and then, but nobody seems to be interested, like whenever I ask for help, they're just silent. That's not true. Never mind. Because some people give me money, I like them. But like if I ask for a help with like my control service, you know, just help me. Or say, duh, I don't know. Or if I say, can you find a yoga retreat for me? Don't just send me some fucking Google link. Ask your friends and lesbians around you. Book it for me. Pay for it. I don't know. And I want one of them iPod touches too. But don't give me money for it because I'll just use it to pay my taxes. So just send it to me. Because that way I won't have to carry my cunt tap with me wherever I go, because I mainly just use it to do news feeds. Whatever. What is this? Ugh. One person isn't getting Eat This Hot Show automatically, so it's my fault. I love people that can't troubleshoot like me. All right. I'm going to play the secretary a bit from Helen Gurley Brown because it's so wonderful. Why do I feel like my voice is being compressed? I guess because it's the vagina writer. I should save this for another time, but it's so good, I can't help it. Helen Gurley, Girdle Brown, Hurt and Stink. Gurley, I'm a girly. Where's the one that says, fucking your secretary? I love this. I mean, this is real. This isn't a joke. This isn't irony.
This shit is fucking real, and it's great. Thanks to the person whose name I already forgot for the 80th fucking time. What is your name? Michael. Michael Prolapse. Why don't you fuck me? All right, let's see here. Bye, everyone.
Now I want to talk about secretaries. A secretary offers the only kind of polygamy we recognize in this country. The chance to have a second wife at the same time you have your first one and not go to jail. If you select her carefully, she can be the loveliest of all French benefits. And to think, the company pays for her. Turning your secretary into a girlfriend has one big advantage. You know where she is most of the time. If that's what you want, then I suggest you just follow the preceding rules about getting any other girl to the brink and keeping her happy after she's there. However, I'm inclined to go along with a Broadway musical number that says a secretary is not a toy. Why not let one of the other guys at the office hire the gorgeous girl for a secretary and then you borrow her for whatever you had in mind? In that way, you can keep your own secretary to do more important things like running your life and bolstering your ego and protecting you and mothering you and covering for you and sending out for sandwiches. If the girl who should be doing all that is a ravishing redhead that you're off your rocker about, you'll wind up doing those things for her. Besides, all romances end or they end in marriage and you'd soon be out of a secretary again. If you want to play it smart and have your secretary love you and stay with you a long, long time, then follow these rules. Bring her presents from your trips, a baby kangaroo, some diamonds from Tiffany, any little bauble will do. Bring her a double-dip ice cream cone in the middle of the afternoon. Remember her birthday, if she remembers it. Don't smoke up her cigarettes. Why don't you pop for a whole carton once in a while? Do trust her. Don't keep any secrets from your secretary. You must let her open your most personal mail, and then she'll know what to do when things become frantic. You can see how impossible this is going to be if she's more than a secretary. You'll be racing each other down to the mailroom to see if there's anything interesting from an old flame of yours, or you'll be taking your telephone calls in the men's room. Do let her be your full-fledged executive helper. Include her in meetings. Encourage her to think. And don't be jealous when she blossoms. I know one executive who offers his secretary as a kind of burnt offering, for secretarial chores only, of course, to any visiting friends or ambassadors or presidents. She loves it. Encourage your secretary to gossip with the girls. That's how you're going to hear the very best gossip, and some of it might affect your future with the company. Never, never refer to her as my girl. I'll have my girl take it down. She has a name. Take an interest in her personal life, her beaus, her husband, her children, and her Siamese. Try to have your wife and secretary be friends, but don't let your wife adopt her. This dream girl belongs to you.
Please, don't worry about it.
Dull bread.
You didn't marry a penis either.